Good morning, everyone. I'm Amy Worth, Chair of the Bay Area Toll Authority, and it's my pleasure to call to order the Bay Area Toll Authority meeting for Wednesday, February 26th. Thank you to everyone who made their way through the rain and the storms to be here. I know that there were transit delays and freeway congestion, so we're here now, and first of all, would like to begin and request that the clerk call the roll.
Good morning, Commissioners. Commission Chair Worth?
Here.
Commission Vice Chair Cortesi?
Here.
Commissioner Aguirre? Commissioner Asombrado?
Here.
Commissioner Bates?
Here.
Commissioner Campos?
Here.
Commissioner Dodd? Commissioner Giacopini? Commissioner Glover? Commissioner Haggerty?
Here.
Commissioner Halstead?
Here.
Commissioner Kinsey?
Here.
Commissioner Licardo? Commissioner Luz? Commissioner McKenzie, Commissioner Persinski, Commissioner Kwan, Commissioner Sartipi,
present.
Commissioner Spearing,
present.
Commissioner TCA,
here.
Commissioner Winner,
present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. And now I'd like to invite everyone to join together in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Now I'd like to turn back to our committee secretary for compensation announcement.
As authorized by state law, I'm making the following announcement. Each member of the board here today will be entitled to receive $100 per meeting attended, up to a maximum of $500 per month per agency. This amount is provided as a result of convening a meeting for which each member is entitled to collect such amount.
Thank you very much. I have no report under the chair's report. Now I'd like to move to the consent item. May I please have a motion?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Kinsey, seconded by Commissioner Spearing. Without objection, the consent calendar is adopted. Now, is there any public comment? I have no speaker cards. Therefore, yes, of course.
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Kinsey.
To our executive director, this is Bay Area Toll Authority. You know, some of us out there in the Huskings get to read your name in print from time to time around issues around the Bay Bridge. And I wondered if you could just give us your, you know, to us as commissioners, your own personal sense of where all of the noise is these days relative to results.
How much time do you have, commissioners?
I'll give you 3 minutes.
That's fine. That ought to be adequate. I think you had a briefing from Andy, it may have been the Oversight Committee, about the leaks on the decks, and I'm sure guys are out there seeing how many leaks we have today. As you were informed, the most disturbing thing to me about that instance was the fact that we were informed a couple months after the department became aware of it. I think the issue itself is going to be manageable. And it's quite clear to all parties that it's going to be dealt with in the construction phase and not in the maintenance phase. Now, that's not to say we won't have a maintenance issue to deal with long term, but the immediate fix has to be done now, and that's understood by all parties. I think the next issue that made the newspapers, as I recall, earlier this week is the issue of the very, very, very slight misalignment of some of the deck sections. Just to give you a sense of scale, what we're talking about, these deck sections are sort of like three-story buildings, and the standard in the contract was to fit them up with each other and then weld them together to within 2 millimeters, which is an eighth of an inch, which is that. It's amazing to me that we did as well as we did. Frankly, with that kind of standard. That standard was not invented for a bridge of this type, of this size. And the deviations from that standard are sporadic and they are very slight. Instead of an eighth of an inch, it's a quarter of an inch. Most of them are outside the travelway. And what you're worried about over time is whether the repetitive motion of cars, especially trucks, might cause, since these decks are slightly misaligned, cracking to start. The other thing that prevents cracking on this bridge that I think a lot of people just aren't familiar with, the way this bridge works, the self-anchored bridge works because the deck is under compression. Basically, the cable is pushing the deck together and holding it up. That's how it holds itself up. Well, that compressive force has a tendency to prevent cracks from propagating. Now, that's not to say you want a whole lot of cracks on your deck because you can deal with them, but it is to say we've sort of got a fallback safety mechanism on all kinds of cracking concerns because of the nature of the structure itself. This issue was fully vetted with an independent review, as well as our peer review panel reviewing the review. So I think a very adequate standard of care was applied. And this is another instance where I'm afraid, you know, some document gets unearthed from, in this case, 4 years ago, and is taken out of context, and some so-called experts comment on it who have never been on the bridge or read the reports, but are simply told something by a reporter and react to it. And I wish more of those experts would, before they decide to shoot off their mouth, actually come out and look at the bridge and do some research, which is what our experts do before they render opinions. So that, I think, is where we are. The latest thing you probably read this morning is on the testing of the rods. And that testing is underway, and I'd rather refrain from characterizing how the testing's going. We're doing testing, and I don't think it does anybody any good to start talking about is it going well, is it going poorly, because you don't know any of that until it's over. And that testing will be underway for several more months still, but we do expect in the summertime this year to be able to make some decisions about whether or not there are any other rods on the bridge that need to be replaced as a precaution from this long-term stress corrosion question, or whether they need to be dehumidified to a greater extent than some already are, or other kinds of strategies that we might need to pursue. As I think you're all aware, the rods that broke were replaced with a saddle retrofit, which was completed in December before Christmas. So as far as the East Pier rods that did fracture, they're behind us. What we're concerned about now are the rods that have not broken, and that's the best thing about them. And what we need to be concerned about in terms of their long-term use over the life of the structure.
Thanks.
So I think that's the hit parade. If there are any others, you know, Andy and I would be happy to try to address them.
Yes, thank you. Yes, Commissioner Sparing.
Steve, what kind of outreach are we doing? I mean, are we doing a monthly report or press releases? I mean, what are we doing as far as getting information out? Because I agree with Steve. There seems to be a lot of misinformation. We're getting a lot of questions. And how are we responding? How is MTC responding?
Well, we are having today a briefing with a lot of folks who have been critical of how we're handling the rods. And that briefing is going to be public and open to the media. And so we are trying to be open and transparent about the issues that we consider still outstanding. I think the difficulty, Commissioner, is that a lot of these stories are really reopening issues that happened several years ago that we consider closed. And it's a little bit like that whack-a-mole game. I mean, you just don't know which one's going to pop up next. We have, you'll recall during the Bolt discussion that we had in front of this board several times, we in fact tried to anticipate some of the issues, and we actually showed you some things that hadn't been in the press that, you know, that the press might want to report on, and we showed you what we had done. But, you know, we could be at that for months, just showing you issues that we dealt with in construction. And so I'm not sure that would be that productive as well. So we've tried to be open. We've tried to identify the issues that we thought were serious and how we've dealt with them. But frankly, quite a few of the stories that are winding up in the papers now, we don't think are serious. And they have been dealt with, and in many cases were dealt with years ago. The issue that was surfaced in the Senate Transportation Committee hearing a couple of weeks ago about weld issues in China, you know, that's going on a decade old now. And we resolved it. We had lots of peer review. And, you know, I guess my fond hope, maybe it's naive, is that at some point we could just move on and drive on the bridge and enjoy it. But as long as it sells newspapers, maybe we won't be able to do that.
Great.
Madam Chair.
Thank you. Yes, Commissioner Campos.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate the information. I mean, one question, though, that I do have is what are we doing to make sure that there isn't anything else out there that we're not being told about? In this case, you know, from what I understand, Caltrans didn't say some things until a few weeks after the fact.
So yeah, and let me reinforce a point I made, I think, when we talked about this at the Oversight Committee. Shortly after we did learn about this issue of the decks leaking, I did send a formal request to the department on behalf of the Oversight Committee to identify any issues like that that we think might affect the maintenance program in some kind of unusual way. I mean, we're going to have to maintain this new bridge. You maintain everything you build. But this is an unusual bridge, and we wanted to make sure we have a full accounting of all the issues related to that. And the department owes us that work at our meeting, our next meeting of the committee next week. So we will be getting that information from them. We're already working through drafts of that information, and we'll be bringing that back to you and giving you some sense, probably at a summary level, of what we're being presented and whether there are any unusual issues that we have to deal with. As I think I indicated to you at the Oversight Committee meeting here, one of the unusual things about how Caltrans organized its work in building this bridge is that the folks building the bridge reported directly to the director of Caltrans in Sacramento, and they didn't report through District 4. But District 4 is going to be the outfit maintaining the bridge, not Sacramento. So we need to make sure we sync that up and that the handoff from construction to maintenance is as smooth as possible.
Great. Thank you very much. Are there any other commissioner questions? Any other public comment? All right, with that then, we will adjourn the meeting of the Bay Area Toll Authority to our next meeting, which will be on